Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This week on the podcast, we talk about Big Dipper and Spiciest Meatball and how I can survive in the woods and how he probably couldn't. And then we also talk about feeding shrimp to Trixie. We talk about what's going on with salads in your butt.
And, you know, it's an onslaught of pride. So, listen, this is not a rainbow-themed episode. We are not trying to let you know that we love all of our LGBTQIA plus sisters and brothers, because we do that every day of the year, not just in June. Okay, CarMax. Okay, Daddy Bezos.
AT&T.
Okay, Chick-fil-A. No, they don't do it.
No, they don't. They are still actively against us and very proud of it.
Exactly. Great show today. Lots of fun voicemails. And we appreciate all of you constantly calling in to give us really fun things to listen to.
Yeah, babies. So call it again. All right. Goodbye.
Forever. Dog.
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us. Sloppy seconds.
Oh, Diva. Our number is 213-536-9180. Our email is sloppysecondspot@gmail.com. Now, on with the show. How you slops, you stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks, you dirty little fucks, you stupid little fuck. Welcome to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. This is Meatball and that's Big Dipper. And without fail, we were supposed to start at a certain time, and I get a text from Dipper 20 minutes before we're supposed to start that says, can we start at 30 minutes late? And let me tell you something about Big Dipper. If you're going to schedule with him, just know that there will be an hour to 30-minute delay. Thoughts?
I will tell you that really only applies to you, because with a lot of other people, I'm always on time.
Well, then I'm going to stop saying yes, because you're cutting into my time.
I want to talk about, I was thinking about this morning as I got up out of bed and I like folded my weighted blanket and turned off my humidifier and took my mouth guard out.
Oh my
and like
goodness.
Opened the window. And I was like,
you would not have survived as a caveman.
This is what I'm trying to say. Like, sometimes I think about, like, you know, if I were to ever get stranded somewhere or get arrested or, like, you know, just have to, like, sleep or, like, exist in a place where I don't have the things that I'm so accustomed to having. And I feel like I would crumble really quickly.
Yes, I think so, too. Because I think that you are just so into modern conveniences. I mean, yeah. So am I, but I am also an Eagle Scout, and I survived in the woods with nothing but a knife and a tarp and a fire starter for a week.
What?
Yeah, when I got my Eagle Scout, you have to like go into the woods. I mean, it was like basically we were on a camping trip, but I had to go off separately and go like survive and build my own little tent, start my own little fire.
Have you seen
eat off
show?
The land? And let me tell you, I did not eat off the land. I did just not eat for a week. I was so tired.
Did you see that? Have you seen that show Alone? Is it called Alone?
Yes, I love that show.
This is so wild to me because I would not ever take you for like to have any sort of ability as a survivalist.
I don't think I'm a survivalist. I think I made it through a week with like a fire. You know
Bitch.
What I mean? There's a complete difference. Because
what do you even
I wasn't
think
out
about?
Hunting for food. I wasn't like, what do you think about? Man, I jerked off so many times.
In the woods?
And I was just stinky and nasty.
Little
there
teenage.
There was nothing to do. I brought my Eagle Scout book, or like the Scout book with me. So I did like read a bunch of stuff, but I was just like, oh, this is so boring.
You didn't like do characters with yourself out in the woods talking?
No, but I did think like I should have like this would be a perfect time to experiment with drugs.
Yeah, trip your balls off with like no food or shelter, and a bear comes and like attacks you in the woods.
It was like the woods in Texas.
That's why you were like, jerking off. You were trying to attract a bear.
I was like, come get these cummies.
How old were you?
I was like 14.
Ah! That is so wild to me. I would get so bored. I feel like it was more boring than difficult.
It was just like, okay, so I built like a little tent. I put down like leaves and sticks and stuff to sleep on. And then I built a fire. And then I was like, cool. So day one down, five more or four more of these. It was awful.
And
never
you paid
again.
You paid to do it, didn't you?
Basically, yeah. You had to pay your dues.
That is wild. I made it. What's the order of those animals? It's basically a circuit party.
It's wolf. Yeah, there's wolf. There's wait no
cub.
Cub, wolf, bear.
There's a bear scout. There must be.
There's a bear scout, and I think it's Weebelows Cub Scouts. No,
Weebelows. What is a Weebelow?
I don't know. Oh, now I'm gonna look up what a Weeblow is.
Weeblow stands for We Be Loyal Scouts. What?
What?
Without the S, the boys are not scouts. This is crazy.
It goes lion. We never had lion. We had tiger. Oh, lions is like little kids. Tiger, wolf, bear, Weeblow. But that's Cub Scouts.
Yeah, that was, I did that. I think I did tiger, bear, wolf, and I think I was a Weeblows. We Be Loyal Scouts. We had to do something called the Pinewood Derby.
Yes, mama. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And I weighted mine in the front so it would go faster.
But you were allowed to.
Yes, they each had to weigh a certain, okay, so the Pinewood Derby was where you would create a little pinewood car.
They
would give you a block of wood, and then you had to make it into a car. And you could use whatever you wanted for wheels, but it had to be a certain weight, and it had to fit on a specific track. And then you would drop it from the top of the track, like a long slide, and it would go down, and whoever's was the fastest won.
Right.
So it was really just about, like, whose wheels were greased up the most, I guess.
But also, like, aerodynamics, and, like, it had to be a certain weight. It couldn't exceed a certain weight, but you could put all the weight in the front of the car in order to, like, make it go faster, which is very much the opposite. Well, no, because with bobsledding, you do have to weigh the... Do you like that movie, Cool Runnings?
Yeah, I loved Cool Runnings.
Sometimes when I watch movies nowadays...
I think it's racist now.
You do?
Well, I don't know. I'd need to see it again, but it's one of those ones where I'd watch it and be like, ooh, that was
I think there are
tricky.
Some moments where they, like, go for the joke, and you're like, oh, that was something people said then that shouldn't be said now. But the story, I feel like the story is actually, I mean, it's because it's based on the first Jamaican bobsled team. So, I feel like movies like that don't, You know that, like, warm and fuzzy feeling you get from, like, watching that type of Disney movie? It's not an animated film. It's not a kid's movie. But just, like, even the things that are, like, the big hurdle to overcome, they're, like, underscored with orchestral music. So you just, like, know that once that, like... the sort of like musical refrain comes to an end, they'll like have the idea to get them out of their pickle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Those movies work. They're formulaic. Like, we're made to respond to that.
Do you see those types of movies anymore? Or is the idea that we're too smart to fall for it? Because I'm like, show me the Princess Diaries and I will be shocked when she straightens her hair again.
No, but it reminds me of I saw this musical that made me cry at the end, and I was like, it was set up to make me cry. It was about the 9/11 airplanes.
Yeah, that sounds like it'll make you cry.
Musical. But no, it was like about Come From Away. And it was like about how in this tiny town, when the planes hit during 9/11, it was like in Canada, and they just redirected tons of planes to this tiny town because they were like, it's just not in America, and it's like where they'll land all these flights. And so all these people were just stuck in this tiny town that didn't have enough stuff for everybody, and no one could leave. So they were there for like, I think, a month or two. I can't really remember. But then at the end, they all leave and the stage starts rotating and they're singing about going home. And I started crying. And I was like, this was made to make me cry. Like, you made me fall in love with each one of these people. And it was like not a good musical, but I was like forced to cry at the end.
Yeah, like a swell of beautiful music, mm-hmm. when someone is finally getting their like their moment and they're like looking up, you know, expectantly to the sky, sort of like smiling with glassy eyes. You're like, get these waterworks going.
Not for me.
You just said you cried.
Yeah, but I didn't. Like, at the end, I was like, I'm crying. No, but I wasn't, like, into it. Like, that's the problem. I was like, I'm crying because I was forced into this. It was, like, an emotional hostage situation.
You're going to talk about that during a 9/11 musical? You know what I think is fascinating? And this is why I, like, love podcasting, because I feel like podcasts really do this. Like, a This American Life or, like, a Radiolab podcast will be, like, you know, like, that's a story that is, like, 8 layers below the headline of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like, fascinated by that. Like, you know, there were a lot of stories like that at the height of COVID in the States where it was, like, everyone else was unemployed, but random businesses were booming because they, like, happened to manufacture, like, swabs or whatever. Or, like, they ran out of, like, all of the, like, trickle-down effects from, like, something that has a global impact. I love when people do that sort of, like, 8 layers away from the headline, what is the human interest story?
Well, I don't know if this is interesting, but I listened to one about how during, like, the middle of COVID, food banks became, like, such a situation. And there was people, like, scamming the food banks and just, going to multiple ones and, like, getting all this food. And, and they were literally, it was rich, white gentrifiers in New York City who were, like, these kids who were, like, yeah, I mean, my college is still in, but, like, I don't want to have to go to the grocery store and they have free food here. So I just go to 2 or 3 of these in a day. And, like, that was their day. And they're like, but you understand that this is food for people who don't have money. And they're like, right. Yeah, but, like, da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, I don't want to do it.
Well, it is always fascinating when you see people, like, take advantage of those situations. I believe rapper Pretty Ricky got a PPP loan.
Oh, PPP loan to buy fucking Maseratis. Cars and yeah. and then, like, the government was like, okay, time to give us that money back. And he's like, I don't have it. It's all, like, these cars.
First of all, it's a loan. Second of all, it's meant to, like, help people out. Like, people are so twisted when they don't think about other humans.
I mean, that's the way the world works, baby. I've been thinking about it, too. I was like, should I just start stepping on people to get to the top? Because it seems like it's what's working for everybody else. And I'm pretty nice about making sure everyone gets their dues, credits, and money from me. But other people just, like, will just crawl and ruin people's lives, treat them like shit, throw them to the side, and act like that person was the issue when that person was like, can you just treat me with a little bit of respect?
I was watching, even though I know we talked about it. Oh, my God. Even though we were talking about it and we said I wasn't going to do it, I have been looking at Friends, old episodes, even though
not
I've seen them all.
Because you gotta have
no,
friends.
The other theme song. But
why wasn't that the theme song?
I was watching the one where Monica is, like, dating the millionaire. This was from, like, an earlier season. And her whole thing, and it's Jon Favreau, who's gone on to, like, direct every movie ever. But, you know, this is the one where it's, like, she's not attracted to him. She's, like, physically not attracted to him, but she has, like, great chemistry, loves talking to him, loves hanging out with him. And then he just, like, keeps throwing things at her, and he gives her, he's like, hey, I bought a restaurant and I want you to be the head chef, which is her, like, dream job.
Oh, yeah.
But, and he says, we can just be friends, don't worry about it. And she turns him down. She's like, I just can't do it. And I'm like, That, I mean, obviously, I think I got a moral compass. That sounds so twisted. I think I got a moral compass from my parents and the way I was raised. But additionally, I feel like there, you know, like nowadays people are like, we're showing like real characters, flaws and all, like painted, a, you know, like paint a full picture of what it is to be a human. It's like so awful trash people. That's what we're seeing in modern day characters. And so many characters, you know, were just inherently either good or bad, like moral or criminal. Wait, or like
would
whatever.
Would you do that if someone was like, I bought you this, what something amazing and you we can just be friends. But I feel you're going like to have to see me all the time.
The pragmatic version of myself would be like, we're sitting down, we're having a conversation. I'm recording it. I'm saying out loud, I don't have feelings for you. I don't, you know, like I would just like make it so explicitly clear, but you're going to turn down like a dream scenario.
I wouldn't. I would be like, yep. Oh, you wrote this movie and you want me to star in it and you're going to direct it and everything, but we're just going to be friends. Yep. Let me do it.
Yeah.
I don't see what's wrong with that. Let me run your restaurant, and then if shit gets weird, I'll leave.
This is what I'm saying.
And then I'll have the experience of being a head chef at a restaurant, and that'll get me further ahead. But I also feel like white people get these opportunities all the time, and they do take them.
And we're talking about fictional white people from the 90s, but still.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, only on TV shows.
Only on TV shows.
Only on. All right. TBS. Well, we'll be right back with some phone calls. We got a lot of good ones this week, so let's get right back after this break. Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back.
Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including headliners like Bombas, Elf Cosmetics, and Hotels.com.
Rakuten is how in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals.
During Big Give Week, May 6th through May 13th, the cashback rates are even bigger with Rakuten. But only for a limited time.
You can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel.
And Rakuten deposits your cash back directly into your PayPal account, or they can send you a check.
Rakuten really is the best way to shop.
Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost.
That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these.
Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app.
Rakuten.
Shoppers get it.
Rakuten. Oh, yeah. And we're back. Did you see some guy try to hijack a plane from Tennessee to Los Angeles or Los Angeles to Tennessee?
When?
Like 2 days ago, maybe yesterday. And like everyone on the plane like started beating the shit out of him. And he got zip tied and like put in a seat. And everyone was just like standing around him until they emergency landed.
Oh, like everybody on the plane was like, yeah. We're going to rally together. We're going to do this together. Fuck you, dude.
Yeah. And there was a bunch of memes of people standing in line just like ready to hit him.
I used to think about this all the time because I feel like all I see. So, you know, like we both used to be on planes all the time. And I feel like all I see on TikTok is all I see on social media is videos of people getting kicked off planes for being assholes. And like holding up the line and being like, why do I have to get off? Like this lady was in my, and everyone being like, boo, get off. And when I fly, I typically just like act like put blinders on, wear headphones and like try to sit and like just keep to myself. And like,
yeah,
I'm not trying to participate in anything. And I think about that so much. Like I remember I used to, you know, on long flights, you know, some people like kick off their shoes, even if they're, but if they're wearing socks and it's like a six-hour flight.
No, you can unlace them and you can get your shoe loose, but I don't want to see your socked foot out of the shoe.
But this is what I'm saying. I used to never do that. I used to always like make sure I wasn't wearing any, I mean, I only wear basketball shorts and t-shirts, but I would always make sure I could like move around and I didn't have like 12 different bags. Like I was always on like high alert when traveling.
Think about that stuff. Yeah.
What?
We're fat. We always think about like being having loose clothes.
Being agile and ready to run and move around. I'm saying on high alert.
Oh, I was saying I was just like ready to just like be comfortable.
Like I wouldn't wear like
what
overall.
What were you on a high alert for?
Do you remember when there was an air marshal? No, you remember when there was a bomb scare at LAX that turned out to literally be nothing, but the whole airport shut down for 6 hours? Like, everyone was on high alert all the time in airports, and I was like, I want to be able to, like, move quickly if I need to move quickly. I don't want to have, like, six little bags. I don't want to be, like, you know, like, have, you know, like, overalls with, like, a clip that comes undone and gets me stuck in some sort of... I'm always thinking about that. Is that neuroses? Anxiety?
Yes, that's no way to live. But also, I was telling someone how I have knives in every room of my house, and they were like, that's no way to live. That's
cute.
Right.
Or
that's
how
weird.
Whenever I sit somewhere, I want my back to be to a wall and not to a window.
Not to a window or a door, yes. I want to see the exit at all times.
I think it's normal.
All right, let's play these voicemails. First, we have one.
This was a hot button. A lot of people had issues with salad fingers.
A lot of people didn't like salad fingers. So,
not in front of my salad fingers.
Let's play that call.
Hey, Dip. Hey, Meatball. Was listening to your podcast where you were wondering why you still see salad when you go potty the next day. So, all vegetables are made out of something called cellulose, and it's just the structure that makes up the cell walls of any vegetable, corn, celery, lettuce, whatever. Human beings can't digest cellulose, but our systems can pull all the nutrients out of it. But that's why when you go potty the next day, you see like a weird transparent piece of lettuce floating in the bowl or meatball, because I know you love corn so much. That's why you see it in the bowl the next day. Hope you enjoyed that poop update. Bye.
Bye.
Wait, I feel dumb.
Well, yeah, me too. I feel like that's something I should have known. But also, someone else sent in an email saying that another reason why you would see full salad leaves was because, is because you're not chewing enough. And like chewing is a part of digestion. And like we as humans have evolved to not chew our food enough.
Yeah.
Like we don't chew it up enough to break down the cellulose that to then further help our body get more of the nutrients out. So I think it's like a combination of both, but also like gross.
Very gross.
But then, okay, so he said all vegetables, but, like, if I eat a bell pepper, I don't see pieces of bell pepper floating around.
But I think oftentimes it's, like, it depends on how you eat it, right? Like, if you eat an entire bell pepper versus, I can't believe this is, like, all we talk about. It's, like, what's in your bowl? We should change the name of the bowl.
Also,
what's
in
your bowl?
Don't call it a bowl. It's a shitter.
I like that they called it a bowl and said when you go potty. Yeah, exactly.
That's
a mom. I don't know. I mean, when I eat bell peppers, I like dice them up. And maybe that's more about, I mean, all vegetables. I don't know. I don't know. Clearly, we don't know. We needed someone to let us know. But that makes so much sense that we're like, our bodies are taking what nutrients we can grab and then letting the rest flow.
But they said that's why it's like a translucent piece because you've like sucked out all the nutrients, but a corn still is a corn.
Well, and sometimes it's not translucent, but I think what you're saying is right. If it's not really chewed up, and also like sometimes your body can only, you know, with me, I probably eat a lot more food than my body can actually pull anything from.
And that's the tea on that.
Have you seen that? I get the ad on YouTube when I'm looking at YouTube videos.
You're carrying around 25 pounds of extra shit in your body.
No, he that says, one? The average adult is carrying around between 5 and 20 pounds of toxic poop in your body at any given moment. And I'm like, yes.
Okay, here's the thing. 20 pounds? 20 pounds?
20
get
pounds.
Get it out of me.
But here's
not what I'm going to do. I'm not going to use whatever he's trying to sell me. I'm going to go to a doctor and be like, I want you to evacuate my body.
And the problem is when he says 5 to 20 pounds, I'm thinking, Jesus. But then I'm thinking average adult in America is an obese person.
Yes.
So 20 pounds, girl.
My question is, where is it sitting?
In the intestines.
Okay, but then I have more questions than answers. We need to get that doctor on here.
Physiology. Anatomy. We need to get a doctor. Physiology.
We got to get Dr. Marcus Tallis on here. I'm going to ask him for next week.
Doctor.
He's got a mullet and a big old okay, next phone.
Here's I think another explanation, because we had talked about dick cheese. God, what are we submitting this one for the streamies or something? Jesus,
we'll never win a stream.
Hey, you fuck. So I'm actually calling about Meatball's question about the cheesy uncut penis. So with that, essentially, you know, you hear people with stretched ears saying that they've got smelly ears, and it's like the same thing as like toe jam, and so your body creates oils, and the oils get trapped inside these spaces in your body, and it's basically like oil, gunk, skin cells, hair. It's all the dead stuff that your body creates, but there's nowhere for it to escape because it kind of holds it in on the head. So I'm not a doctor. I am also cut. Hey, Dipper. So I don't really know exactly what all it's made up of, but it's sebum, smegma, dick cheese, whatever. All right. Hope you got your shrimp. Have a good day, you fucks. Ooh-ah. Okay.
This I need to talk about. I have a... Okay, well, first let's talk about the phone call, and then I'll discuss shrimp. Yeah, I guess that makes sense, because you know how sometimes you can like wipe the side of your nose and it's like really oily and there's like a smell to it?
Yeah.
But he also said he's not a doctor, so he could have just been making it all up. But that does make sense to me, that like your genitals would create some sort of oil and it gets trapped under the skin. But my question is like, so for someone with a foreskin, does that happen like overnight?
Yeah,
or is it like a 3-day thing? Because it's like, I don't have a buildup on the side of my nose or behind my ear that becomes a white cheese. For me, that feels like it would have to take like a week or two.
Oh my God.
And then
yeah,
secondly,
it's like Glenn Ross.
Glenn Close.
ABC, always be cleaning beneath your foreskin.
ABCBF.
it doesn't boggle the mind that area of the body would like get dirty or like collect something.
What
same as like
my
your
mind
like
is how long does it take for it to get that way, and how long are you ignoring the problem?
Yeah, but that's like an adult thing. That's like a be an adult and clean yourself thing.
Yeah, and then number two, I have this fantasy, and I've been thinking about it for like 2 weeks, is that I want to feed Trixie Mattel shrimp. Like, I want her full makeup, updo, and I want to put a shrimp in her mouth, and I want to hold onto the tail, like a cocktail shrimp, and then I want to, like, her to bite it out of my fingers, and then I take the tail away, and I just want to watch her eat the shrimp. Thoughts.
I would pitch it to her for her YouTube channel. I'm sure she would do it. Have her do a collab where she looks at your palate and then feed her shrimp. Do shrimp-inspired eye makeup with the Diamond Diva palette on her YouTube channel, and then do cocktail shrimps at the end.
Perfect. Well,
right?
Yeah, that's great. I'll do that. I'll text her right now.
Listen up, Trixie. We know you're a loyal listener. JK, you listen to every other drag podcast. Also, why did I get the cut shout out there?
That's the thing, and I think it's because I'm in a relationship, so that only people flirt with you when they listen to this podcast. Or
yes, that's why
my
it's
voice
the,
is
you're
so...
100% flirtable, but it's just that you're in a relationship.
It's just that I'm in a relationship, and so we can't have it. Or it's because of my voice being so annoying that people don't want to be around me. Next call.
No, not next call. I want to know about the obsession with shrimp.
I just love the taste of it. And I think there's something about
Trixie. I've never known you to like seafood until randomly on Twitter 2 weeks ago.
Are you fucking kidding me? Okay, first of all, my go-to breakfast when I'm hungover is lox like a lox, a fully stacked lox bagel.
You know I'm Jewish. I have never had lox in my life.
What is wrong with you? It's delicious. A smoked, I don't like a raw beautiful fish. Smoked salmon. It's not raw.
It's it smoked. Sure is.
It's not raw. It's smoked. It's been brought up to a temp.
The pink lox that's served cold and raw?
That's not raw. Ow. I stabbed myself. That's not raw. I'm gonna look
what
it
do
up.
You mean?
Because when it's smoked, it's brought up to a low.
No, I think there are two types. Oh, God. Every Jewish person listening to this podcast is going to say,
well, no,
hate,
it's
man.
Not raw like how I think it, because it's technically called, it's like a cured, it's salt cured. So all the moisture is taken out of it. So much like a pickle. Do you consider a pickle raw or do you consider a
but
pickle?
But a pickle's
pickle?
A vegetable, bitch.
But it's still, it can be a raw cucumber.
Right. I eat raw vegetables.
Or a pickle. Just like a raw salmon, which would be sushi or, okay. Is lox.
I haven't had sushi ever. Do you think that... Is that insane? I need to fix that. I'm like a grown-up person. Do you think that...
Oh, I guess it's technically uncooked.
Okay. How oh, about...
So they are among the foods that can cause foodborne illness.
Okay. So
have can you I eat had... lox when I'm pregnant?
Have you...
No.
Have you ever had a raw egg?
No.
Me neither. Do
but
you,
okay, but what
but
about
cookie
like a,
dough?
Well,
like
yeah,
when your
so
mom
cookie
made
dough.
Cookies.
But what? But I haven't had like where you put a raw egg in a cup and drink it. But I have a poached egg, so the yolk is runny.
But to use your own logic back against you, it's been brought up to a temperature.
Not the yolk, just the outer, just the whites.
Well... It has been brought up to
well,
a temperature.
But guess what? My logic was flawed. So
no, because Meatball, when you put your fork through a poached egg, what happens to the yolk? It runs everywhere.
Yeah, because it's raw.
No, because it's been brought up to the temperature. Because when you crack an egg into like a bowl and it's raw,
yes, I'm saying the yolk is raw. The whites are cooked.
Right. You're not listening to me.
When I you think I am, and I don't think that you're understanding what you're saying.
No. When you crack an egg into a bowl, what happens to the yolk?
It sits pretty in the middle of the whites.
And it holds its form, right?
Yes.
But after you poach the egg, does the yolk hold its form?
Yes, in the middle.
No, it runs everywhere once you cut
no,
into it.
Yeah, just like if you were to put it in a bowl and then stab the yolk, it's going to run.
Nah.
Yes, go do it. Wait, what?
Poaching an egg is cooking an egg.
It's cooking the whites.
Now you want to bring race into it?
Race? Poached egg.
Not this
raw.
Turning into
poached
us just
good. Egg raw yolk.
What does it say? I see your face changing.
No, you can get sick from an undercooked poached egg if it's raw.
Right, if it's raw.
The perfect poached egg has a runny raw yolk with a hardened crust. No raw white remaining. So the yolk is raw and the whites are cooked. Just like if you were to crack an egg into a bowl and then stab the yolk, it would run.
I don't really
like
poached eggs.
Just like when you make scrambled eggs and you stir it up in a bowl, because it's all raw, it'll all blend together.
Do you know people eat raw meat? Like hamburger meat?
Yes.
Like cow beef?
Oh, I've seen people do that. One time in a restaurant. Well, no, I've had, steak tartare, and that's basically raw beef, but it's like high quality cut. And that's delicious. But I've seen someone eat a package of Trader Joe's red, like ground beef, just raw on a cracker. What is that?
Is that because? God, I'm just gonna sound
taste and the texture.
So dumb right now. Is that because, based on the way we've sort of like industrialized meat production in this country and around the world, that the emphasis on really, really cooking everything has to do with, like, that the meat that we're getting on our table was actually butchered 3 weeks ago, and it's about the preservatives and like keeping the meat like digestible. But if you were to eat immediately butchered meat, like fresh, it wouldn't ever make you sick in that raw form. Is that a thing?
I don't know. I don't know. I do know that white people don't like seasoned food as much, and it's a race. Well, it's a classist situation because poorer people had to season older meats and stuff so that they couldn't taste that it was like going bad. So they used a lot of seasoning and stuff.
Wow.
Whereas people with more money would eat fresh meats and just like have the flavor of the meat, which is why I think it was just why like people season food more.
This is what I love. This is what I'm talking about. Like eight headlines beneath the main story.
It's always racism.
It's, well, it always comes back to racism.
And classism.
All right, let's take a break. Oh, Kurt, we are
back. Let's do this last phone call. It's a fun one. Should we do one more after that? We got time.
No, I want to keep talking with you about food production. Just kidding.
Oh.
All right. Hey, Big Dip. Hey, Meatball. Love the podcast. So when I was 23, I was definitely on Craigslist, living my best life, and a guy hit me up and asked me if I wanted to hook up. I said, sure. I couldn't host at the time. He couldn't host, but he said he knew a place. Well, when I met up with him, he said it was his house that he was having built that was under construction. We go over to said house. Place is definitely under construction. He sets out a little blanket, starts sucking my dick. Next thing I know, I've got him bent over, going at it, having a great time, when all of a sudden I notice there are lights pulling up, and the lights are kind of moving around. Only to realize it's a cop car. Immediately, the guy that I'm balls deep in jumps up, runs out the back of the house under construction, and disappears. And I'm standing there with a wet dick, hard as fuck, with cops getting out of their car, walking up to this construction site at like 1 something in the morning.
Oh my...
I barely get my pants on before they walk in. I have to start explaining myself. I mean, I didn't really have to explain myself because the blanket's there, our clothes are there, there's a ball of fucking lube and a ball of fucking Rush. So they put me on the street corner, handcuff me. What? I have to sit for 20 to 30 minutes for 7 other cars to show up. I live in Tennessee and I'm black, by the way. The cars show up, they take out a police dog because they know the guy's there, pull out a megaphone, and they're telling him to come out, nothing. Next thing you know, they put it down to the dog and have the dog sniff his shirt, the dog starts barking, they get on there and say, come out or we're letting the dog go in. This motherfucker pops out of a bush like a fucking prairie dog out of nowhere and has to come walking up butt-ass naked. It was probably the most traumatic sex act of my entire life, and I was literally on Craigslist the next day, boning out some other dude in his dorm. So, thanks, and I hope to call in with more sloppies.
Oh.
That's what I'm worried about with all these people doing the cruising and stuff. It's like, but apparently did he get arrested? Did he get booked? Like, was it just public indecency or was it, like, trespassing? I need to know what actually happened to him. Because he says the next day he's, like, free to do it. So,
well, I think because he was like, oh, hello, I was brought here under false pretense. I'm pretty sure he threw his trick under the bus and was like, because that's what I would do, too. I'd be like, this person who I know nothing about except that we're having sexual Congress, this person told
you
me...
You like Congress?
The sexual kind? Sure, this congressional session's in session. I would say the same thing. I would be like, this stranger brought me here and told me this was their home.
Yeah, I guess
point blank period.
But also to run out naked and like not grab your clothes, like when the lights pull up, you know you have at least 2 minutes. Like grab something and go.
Yeah, that was wild. That's wild. Maybe the person had like. Maybe the, I don't know. Maybe the person knew who lived there and they knew that like their friend had called the cops on them. You know what I mean? Like maybe it was like, it's my brother's house and he knows I come over here to fuck dudes off of Craigslist and my brother calls the cops on me every time. I don't know. I mean, that shit is crazy. I can't imagine. Yeah, I can't imagine sitting there in handcuffs, technically having trespassed.
Yeah.
But being brought there under false pretenses, it's like, thank fucking God that they believed our caller and like let him go because he wasn't doing anything wrong.
Real bad.
That is crazy. I did fuck a guy in the Hollywood Hills shortly after I moved here in a construction site. Like it was like there were the windows were open and there was like plastic blowing through.
But it was his, right?
That's what he told me. He said he was redoing it and it was his. And it made sense. But, you know, the kitchen was done, but like the downstairs wasn't.
See, I would always. Why not just opt to do it in the car?
The car? You always talk about the car. I would love for you.
Okay, I say that I do it in the car, but guess what? I've never been arrested for trespassing and fucking in public places.
All I'm saying is I would like to see the positions you can pull in the car. Don't lift your leg up like that.
Mama, I had it straight up in the air.
If while someone's dick was in your ass, you made the face you just made on the Zoom call, I it would be a murder-suicide. In the same moment. Double homicide, baby.
Double homicide.
That is what?
I just think that, I am sure he's fine. I the one time that I got caught by police, we were doing it in one of those minivans that had a bed in the back.
Oh!
And we just parked it, in the middle of a park, not under trees, not under the cover of anything, not in a parking lot, just in the middle of the park. And it was horrifying. Because you see the lights come on and then you just hear a knock on the window. And we're the first thing we did was scramble to get dressed. Like we didn't just up and run.
Right. What's that famous internet clip of that guy, his hand fully in a lady's ass out in the world? Have you seen it?
No.
And then he smells it and makes her smell it.
Ew, no. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Hey, did you see me on the cover of the Fight magazine?
I did. Congratulations. It's Pride Month. And again, don't forget this Pride Month to go and buy the Hip.DiamondDiva palette for only $22 on Ulta.com or on Hip.com. And if you want the full $44 package, which comes with an eyeliner and a mascara and a beauty blender, it's on Hip.com. So go and buy it.
And also
and get
remember
me paid so I can go on vacation for my birthday, please.
And also remember that every single corporation out there loves you, will do anything for you all 12 months of the year. They love their rainbow flags. They love to be hi, gay. They just love, it's pride.
They're out
and
here
they
work mama-ing it, and so it really matters.
What
was that photo shoot session like for the cover of the
fight? So Dusty Cunningham shoots the cover of the magazine every month. Fight is I believe the fight is the oldest
print magazine.
The oldest gay print magazine in California, if that makes sense. So they still print
that's
these,
a lot of stipulations, but it's worth the award.
Yeah, they print these high color, really nice magazines, and obviously it's a queer publication. And so Dusty's idea was to do a recreation of the Village People. And so he, the leather daddy is a leather mama, and the police officer character is a security guard. And the sailor Tokyo was wearing clothes, but is basically nude in the sailor hat.
Well, that's a Dusty Cunningham shoot for you.
Right. And then what was always referred to as the Indian character, which is actually an indigenous person, a Native American, he kept the title or the name Indian and his friend who is Indian, you know, was reimagined in that role. Mm. And then there's like a cowboy and a jock in a harness. But it turned out great. Oh, and I was the construction worker.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, we revive my role. Do you remember I did that Diet Coke commercial? Do you remember that?
Yeah, forever ago. Well, you danced and around.
It was a spoof on that 90s Diet Coke break commercial when they like watched the construction workers. And so I got to be a construction worker again. It's cute. I think it's a great picture. The shoot was really, really easy. It literally took like 45 minutes. We just like
That's
showed up.
Crazy.
All got dressed. It was like snap, snap, snap. And then we walked away.
I love that. Well, that's because there was no drag queens there.
There was no drag queen.
And thanks for listening to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. This is Meatball, and that's Big Dipper. Our number is 213-536-9180. And call in with a fuck talk story, or just if you have any information for us, let us know. Our email is sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. And you can find us on Instagram at Big Dipper Jelly and Spiciest Meatball, or you can follow my Twitter at Fat Dragon Meatball. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which come out every Tuesday and Friday.
And get ready for Friday. We're going to have a great time. Fun episode. Secret project.
Secret
we'll see you
project.
Then.
Goodbye. Doodle doot doot forever. Dog. To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitt.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.